This episode is brought to you by Visit Williamsburg. In Williamsburg, Virginia, there's never too much of a good thing. Whether you're a foodie, a golfer, a history buff, a shopaholic, an outdoor enthusiast, or a thrill seeker, you'll find what you came for here and more. So ask yourself, what is it you want? Discover Williamsburg and plan your trip at visitwilliamsburg.com.
Hey guys, I'm Ikari today and I am feeling very fierce. Yes, exactly. After my shift on the farm, I said, you know what I am craving a vegetable curry made by Kit, of course. So I ran all the way down to Tesco. I didn't run. I was driven all the way down to Tesco. I got my little bits and my bobs and I came back home and I got a cooking. And yes, I did. You guys need to talk about, we need to talk. Sorry. Hi. Hello. Hi, we need to have a conversation. First of all, a conversation about microwaves. We did not grow up with a microwave. Allegedly, the story goes, when I was younger, an infant, some may say, on Christmas Day, the oven and the microwave exploded. Not good omens for the Costellos. Don't know what was going on there, quite frankly. It was Christmas, so I was playing with my toys. Imagine having your whole family over Christmas Day, and then not only the microwave, but the oven literally going kaput. Like, that is a nightmare. But also, not only just microwaves we need to talk about, we need to talk about microwavable meals, i.e. microwavable rice. Oh my gosh, the amount of time saved from microwavable rice, I truly feel like I should thank the creator, the inventor, because truly that's like hours of my life that I've saved waiting over boiling rice. No, not anymore. Boiling that water in the pan, oh my God. What were we doing? Waiting 10 minutes for some basmati, baby, put it in the microwave. Wait a minute and a half and you are golden. Oh, it's nothing as satisfying as pouring out that hot basmati into a bowl with that curry on top. Oh my gosh, and let me talk about it. We had mushrooms, yes. We had butter beans. Well, of course. We had some broccoli in there. We have onion, we have garlic. Oh my God. Curry to me, that's my sister. And I want you guys to understand that biologically, we are sisters. Yes. But yes, I've had a curry today. I've never felt so fierce. I am craving a Lucozade. However, comma, I have had two coffees today and I don't want to push my luck with my caffeine intake of the day. I love a coffee. When I'm getting to that point in the day where I just feel flop, you know what's going to either, okay, let's talk about it, a coffee or a shower. A shower to me is natural caffeine. That's the caffeine given from God. When you step into that shower, baby, I feel revived. And of course I have music on and I am performing at the Brit Awards. Of course I am, and I always have been. But welcome back to Mini Interruption, the bonus series of Self-Interrupted. Now, I was very close to not recording this episode today due to the fact that I just had a curry and I was like, I don't want to work. If I'm going to be completely honest, I was just like, I just want to lay in bed and I want to do nothing. Now, is the podcast necessarily work to me? No, not when I'm recording it. When I'm editing it, I'm like, oh girl, come on. This is tired. It's tired, corny, and played out. Me listening to myself for hours on end, having to edit that, baby, it's tired. And not only do I have to listen, I have to watch, and then I have to promote it. And I'm just like, oh my gosh. But what I love about Mini Interruption is that I feel like this is for the Kittenators. Like truly, everyone that listens to the podcast is a Kittenator technically, but this is for like specific members of the KCCU that are just there. They get it. Because I don't really promote Mini Interruption, to be honest. For me, like this is for my sisters and you guys know who you are. So thank you for being here. This is just like extensive lore that you're learning today. I've had a curry after work. Like that is lore that's on a need to know basis. However, today we are talking about Am I the Asshole submissions. Yes, we did an episode like this last season and it was actually a Mini Interruption as well. So I just felt nostalgic and I wanted to do another one. I did go onto Reddit. Now I want to be honest with you. I want to be real because of course I'm always going to be here on Self-Interrupted. I went onto Reddit and it was a bit too intense. Like they're too dark over there. It's like, am I the asshole for literally being an abusive person? I'm like, yeah. You are. Like, I don't know what you want me to say. So I've gone over to Business Insider. I feel like this is a website I should not be supporting for some reason. It's just giving like right-wing vibes. Business Insider. I don't know about her. Anyway, so I've picked out someone here that we're going to talk about. I have not read these, which is kind of daunting for me because I do have tendencies of dyslexia and I can't read aloud. So we're going to get through this together and I hope that you can understand if I stumble on my wording. Please don't judge me, kittenators. I am who I am. The first one reads, am I the asshole for sabotaging my little brother's food on purpose? Okay, so already, yes. Food, like I've been talking about, is sacred. If you're messing up my food on purpose, oh, you are going to hell. The holiday season can be brutal for some, especially when dealing with family conflict. A 20-year-old Reddit user took to Am I the Asshole for advice after they had enough of their younger siblings' poor household habits. Okay, so first off, already, I was judging. When it comes to hygiene in the kitchen and unhygienic habits in the household, I support women's rights, but I also do support women's wrongs. Like, if you're gonna reprimand someone for having unhygienic values, yes, I support you. So let's see what my sister has to say. After doing all of the dishes, cooking, and cleaning for their family while on vacation, our narrator's younger brother asked them to cook him food. Oh. Okay. Instead of helping, he handed them a box of brownie mix and said, make this. It's kind of fierce. Wait, what? After cooking and cleaning for the family while on vacation, our narrator's younger brother asked them... Oh, right. Okay. So our narrator's younger brother asked them to cook him food. Okay. Okay. So I'm guessing the narrator is the one that's cleaning and cooking for the family. Yes, I do the cooking. Yes, I do the cleaning kind of vibes. And then the younger brother is like, hey, listen, can you also cook for me? Wait, I'm so confused. Asked them to cook him food. Asked them. Asked who? So the younger brother asked the narrator who's already cooked to cook them food. Am I already pointing out plot holes in this? Or am I just like incredibly misunderstood? Instead of helping, he handed them a box of brownie mix and said, make this. Rather than standing for their brother's demanding attitude, they decided to add a bit of flavor to the situation. I'm really confused by this. Am I alone here? We need to be honest. Kittenators, stand up. Are you also confused? This article is saying that our narrator's younger brother is asking for more food while the narrator's already done the cooking and the cleaning while on vacation. Right, okay, so maybe the narrator's getting tired. She's getting bored. They're getting kind of pissed off that they're having to continuously cook and clean. And now the younger brother is giving like straw on the camel's back and he's like, hey, listen, can you also cook for me now? I've got it. I think I'm caught up. Rather than standing for their brother's demanding attitude, they decide to add a bit of flavor to the situation. In quotes, I make the food he asks, but I always add stuff he doesn't like. Oh, so if he asks for brownies and refuses to help, I put nuts in it. He hates them and I like them. Okay, that seems kind of fair. After a few dishes, the younger brother told their parents. See, now how young are we talking here before we move on? Because if it's giving like 8 years old, you need to grow up. Like as an adult, you need to grow up. If you're trying to like bully an 8 year old child, get it together. If they're 16/15 and above, that child could be cooking for themselves. And I'm dead serious because I, as a 16-year-old, was cooking for myself. So get it together. After a few dishes, the younger brother told their parents. They just told me to stop being an asshole and make food for him. Oh my God. What were the parents doing, Diva? This is not my child I should be looking at. I'd be pissed off, quite frankly. It was my last day at home, so I just told them to make food for him if they were so concerned before I left. Yes, exactly. I'm so here for you. Commenters voted with a... Was that the arsehole complaint? Commenters voted with a resounding certainty that our narrator is certainly not an arsehole. I was expecting so much more from this. I thought they were going to be like, oh, and also then when I made him spaghetti bolognese, I tried to poison him. And then I would have been like, oh, baby, no, you are the arsehole, quite frankly. But they were like, oh, I put nuts in the brownie and he didn't like them. Sweetheart, I think you have a spoiled brat on your hands. In conclusion, narrator, no, you are not the asshole, quite frankly. And I think that's quite a stupid submission to even put in. Can we also talk about the fact that I'm reading so well? Thank you so much.
This is your last chance to enter the Ohio Lottery's Fun Turns 50 promotion. Score $3,500 and two tickets to the epic party at the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, where you could win part of another $400,000 in cash prizes. Enter the new 50th anniversary scratch-off or $50 worth of eligible non-winning $5 or $10 scratch-offs and My Lotto rewards through the Ohio Lottery app. Hurry up! The last entry deadline is May 13th. Lottery players are subject to Ohio laws and commission regulations. Play responsibly.
Am I the asshole for being upset my sister's getting my college fund money? Baby, is this a setup? Like, automatically, no. Of course you're not the asshole. Hello, I'm so sorry. I'm looking at camera 2 right now. if I had a younger sibling and I wanted to go to college and then my younger sibling was prioritized my college fund, oh, I'd be pissed off and I would hold it against them for a very long time. Right now, you are not the asshole, but let's continue. A 17-year-old narrator took to Am I the Arsehole after finding out the college fund she was promised actually had no money in it at all. After pursuing colleges online, her parents let her know that £80,000 her grandfather had set aside for her education was actually going to her party animal 21-year-old sister. Okay, first of all, I'm so sorry. Quoting someone as a party animal seems, I don't know. I feel as though if you just don't go into a corporate job straight after you've left school, you're deemed a party animal because you're not going into the system. I'm not saying that I'm on the sister's side that has now the college fund in their hands, but I also have empathy for them in a slight way because I'm also like, that's me coded. I'm not a party animal, but also I wouldn't take their money. So no, it's not me coded actually at all. I raised the issue on Christmas and I'm being blamed for ruining Christmas and not loving my niece or my sister. I told them, yes, I really hate each and every one of them. I feel like an asshole for that. While her parents offered her £10,000 to let the situation blow over, they called her greedy for being upset about the fund in the first place. What? I feel like I'm being gaslit reading these. I'm like, first of all, you're not the asshole for complaining. I hate being owed money because in my head, I'm like, oh yeah, one day that money's going to come into my bank account. So I'm just going to spend as if it's there already. But then you're like, oh, realism check. Hey guys, the money's not in your bank account. So you're kind of dried up at the moment. There's nothing to spend. So I can imagine being in this person's position, thinking in your head, like, oh, I have £80,000 to put forward to my college degree. Oh my God, that's so crazy. College would be the last thing I'd be thinking of with £80,000. If we're going to be completely honest, I think that's your downfall. The money that goes into universities and to colleges is insane to me. The fact her parents offered her £10,000 is kind of nice. I mean, I'd take the money and run. But also the fact that everyone was like, oh, you've ruined Christmas. Would I bring this up on Christmas? Absolutely not. I feel like there is a time and a place. But I guess if it's a situation where you're like all sitting around the table and it's like, okay, now guys, listen, hey, party animal sister, where's the £80,000 ? You know? And also, what were the presents that were being given around on Christmas? Because was it £80,000 worth of presents? That's what I would want to know. I'd be like, also, did I pay for everyone's Christmas right now? Is this where my college fund is going? You're not the arsehole and I'm kind of sick and tired. I want someone to be an arsehole, like, down. Okay, so am I the arsehole for stealing ducks from small children? Yes, yes. This is what I'm talking about. This is what I'm talking about. Okay, ending on a more tender note. Oh God, not a tender note. What does that mean? Ending on a more tender note, our final narrator began their story with a disclaimer. This is a very British and polite post, not a serious issue. I was looking forward to this one. Okay, I guess we'll give it a read. The narrator regularly feeds ducks in a pond. I swear to God, if this is about, I'm going to predict that this post is about feeding ducks and then children were starting to feed ducks. And then this person was like, no, I want to feed the ducks. So they started throwing more bread in the pond. And the ducks came to them and then the children got upset. If it's that, I am going to shut the laptop and end the podcast. The narrator regularly feeds ducks in a pond near their house. One day they went to the pond and found a group of children and their parents feeding the ducks. Okay, so you guys, it's actually starting to turn out like this is what's going to happen. So I want you to prepare to just like, this episode's going to end. Make sure to rate Self-Interrupted 5 stars. And you can follow me on Instagram and on TikTok at kit.costello. You can follow the podcast at Self-Interrupted Pod. Make sure to watch over on YouTube, etc. Thinking nothing of it at first, the peaceful scene quickly developed into something far less cute. The kids are shouting at the ducks, do something. Work. And running towards them when they do come on land. They wrote, this is super not okay. This is super not okay for me. So I threw down the duck food on my side of the pond and hijacked the little beauty. What did I tell you? I knew this was literally going to be the story. Once their duck friends were safely away from the children is when the real passive aggressive cold war began. Oh, don't get prepared to leave yet, kiddo. Is this getting, there's some, ooh, a little bit of spice to the story. Mother of the brats. Oh, damn. Mother of the brats. Okay, mother of the brat. Mother of the brats loudly exclaimed to the father of the brats. Okay, the lineage of the brats. Loudly exclaimed to the father of the brats that I was a bloody cheek and stole the ducks from their kids. They wrote, loud enough for me to hear, but obviously not aimed at me. I understand I did steal them, but I don't like children being taught it's okay to harass animals. Am I the arsehole for stealing the ducks? Okay, I think this website's the arsehole for like getting me excited about story and then just like leaving me. I feel like there's more to this. I think they're cutting stuff out because truly it could have gone. Okay, I'm gonna make up the story for you guys. The couple were like, oh my gosh, the bloody cheek of that person. And then the person that was trying to save the ducks walked up. She said, excuse me? You're calling me a bloody cheek? Let's look at your kids. Eeny, meeny, miny, mo. They're all flops and their careers are going to be nothing in the future. And then the two parents are gagged. They're standing there. They're like, oh my gosh, what's going on? And then the person that saved the ducks from the kids starts throwing bread at the kids. Do something. Do something about it. They're crying at this point. They're crying. The parents are screaming for help us. Okay, so that's where I wanted the story to go. Would you be the asshole then? No. In my opinion, no one here was the asshole today. Yeah, no, I think this website is bogus and I won't be using it again, however, comma. The stories were somewhat entertaining and I hope that you've enjoyed this episode of Mini Interruption. If you have, please make sure to rate the podcast on Spotify and on Apple Podcast. You can follow the podcast on TikTok and on Instagram at selfinterruptedpod. You can follow me personally at kit.costello on Instagram and on TikTok. But other than that, I'm sending you so much love as always, Kit.